This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian officials said Monday Russian forces used missiles and drones to carry out overnight attacks in the Dnipropetrovsk region, leaving buildings damaged and at least 8 people injured. In a post to his Telegram social media account, Regional Governor Serhiy Lysak said the damage included residential buildings and vehicles. Ukraine's Air Force said, also on the Telegram messaging app, that Russian attack involved 16 missiles and 20 Iran-made Shahed drones, and that Ukrainian air defenses shot down 4 cruise missiles and 20 drones. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky Sunday drew a parallel between the destruction of Bakhmut and the horror of Hiroshima, invoking symbolism of mass destruction as he wrapped up a surprise appearance at the Group of Seven summit in Japan. Reuters correspondent Ilan Rubens reports.
On Saturday, Russia claimed to have captured the eastern city, which has been the focus of the longest and bloodiest battle of the conflict. Zelensky, in Japan for the G7 summit, denies this.
They are in Bakhmut today. Where exactly, I'm not going to tell you. But this means that Bakhmut has not been conquered by the Russian Federation today. There can be no other interpretation.
In Hiroshima, the Ukrainian president laid flowers at the cenotaph to victims of the world's first atomic bombing of a city. Photographs of the aftermath reminded him of Bakhmut and other destroyed Ukrainian cities, Zelensky said.
That was Reuters correspondent Ilan Rubens reporting. The war in Ukraine is high on the agenda as EU and foreign ministers meet in Brussels Monday. With Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba scheduled to speak. As he entered the meeting, Dutch Foreign Minister Wopke Hoekstra said the issue of supplying Ukraine with advanced fighters is likely to be discussed. This is VOA News. The United States has signed a new security pact with Papua New Guinea as the U.S. continues to jostle with China for influence in the Pacific. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Papua New Guinea is strategically located, and its nearly 10 million people are the most among Pacific island nations. The State Department says the agreement will help improve security cooperation, enhance Papua New Guinea's defense capacity, and increase regional stability. But many in the Pacific are concerned about the increasing militarization. China warned against the introduction of what it called geopolitical games in the region before U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived Monday. His visit coincides with a trip by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is meeting with Pacific leaders to discuss better cooperation. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Fans crashed through a gate at an El Salvador soccer match Saturday in a stampede that killed at least 12 and injured dozens. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Fans angry at being blocked from entering the match between club Alianza and FAS, despite having tickets, knocked down a small access gate to the stadium, creating the deadly crash. Local television transmitted live images of the aftermath of the stampede, which apparently mainly involved Alianza supporters. Dozens made it onto the field where they received medical treatment. Play was suspended about 16 minutes into the game when fans in the stands waved frantically before getting the attention of those on the field and carrying the injured out of a tunnel and down onto the field. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden will meet with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy Monday to discuss the debt ceiling. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Biden told reporters upon his return to the White House from Japan that the call went well, and McCarthy struck a more positive tone on the issue on Sunday, despite no sign of a final agreement being hammered out.
What I'm looking at are where our differences are and how could we solve those. And I felt that part was productive. But look, there's no agreement. We're still apart. The agreement would be, let's get our teams back together so everybody clearly understands what we're talking about.
From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.